ओम शांति। वेलकम टू मधुबन फॉर ऑल द न्यू अराइवल्स एंड स्पेशल वेलकम टू द फर्स्ट टाइमर्स। हाउ मेनी फर्स्ट टाइमर्स आर हियर? अच्छा, सो मेनी। So welcome to all of you. You have come at a very special time of the year, the year of the time of Deepavali, the festival of lights. And from today onwards, we are starting the celebration of Deepavali, or Diwali. Today it is in the hospital, Global Hospital. Tomorrow it will be in Shantivan. And day after tomorrow in the morning in Pandav Bhavan. And in the evening here in Gansarovar. And then on the 22nd it will be New Year. Indian festival in the after Diwali, the next day is the New Year, and the next day after that is the second day when sister puts tilak on her brother's forehead. So that's also like a celebration. So it's actually 5 days Diwali. Today is the special day when Lakshmi is worshipped. And so the subject I have been told to speak on is the power of purity. In today's world, the word power attracts a great deal, doesn't it? Everyone wants power, and power could be in different ways. There are so many different types of powers. You have money power, the one who is very rich, he is considered to be very powerful. And they keep telling in the newspapers, the richest person in the world, the richest person of this country, and so on. They make a list, number one richest, then second number, third number, and so on. So in today's world, people are attracted towards the word power. They all want some or the other power. And there are different types of powers. Power is something which keeps you above others, higher than others. It is like an authority. So there is the power of money, money power. Someone who's rich considers himself to be very powerful, because with money they can buy anything, you know. When India was under the British rule, at that time the namesake kings in India, they didn't have much power because the Britishers were ruling. But then they used to pay money, give money to the Britishers, the Viceroy or whoever, and get a title. They used to buy the title, Maharaja, Raja, title, and the Viceroy used to give them that title, you know, honor them. Just namesake. Not that the power would come to them, but they had money. And therefore, with that money, they used to get that name. So those with money, they think they can buy anything in this world. So it's definitely a big power. The second type of power is machine power. With machines, you can do anything. You know, physical strength is definitely a power. When one is physically strong, he can run, he can do whatever he wants. He can knock somebody, that's called muscle power. He has power in his legs. So that's physical power. But then there is the machine power. Machines do the work of our hands and legs. Something which our hands cannot do, the machines will do. The legs cannot do, the machines do. You can say the car, the buses, the trains, the aeroplanes, they all have machines. And they are doing the job of your feet, aren't they? They're doing the job of your legs. You go to a certain place, otherwise you would have to walk there. But the car takes you, so that's doing the job of your legs. And it is swifter, faster. So those with machine power, they also think that they are very powerful. Then there is manpower, you know, manpower. Somebody who is controlling many men are under that person. He considers himself to be very powerful. So we have money power, machine power, muscle power and manpower. But Baba talks about the different type of power, which people never consider it to be a power at all. And Baba says, what my subject is today, the power of purity. Purity is such a big power. How can people really understand it? In today's blessing, Baba mentioned about purity being the religion of every soul, and religion is might. That's a saying in the world, religion is might. And purity is our religion. Peace is our religion. Purity is the mother of peace. And therefore we can say that purity is even higher than peace. People talk about peace, but they don't know that peace will come only through purity. And if you say knowledge is even higher than purity, because without knowledge of self, of the supreme, of the cycle, even purity will not come. I will elaborate on this. So you can say knowledge is like the father. Purity is the mother. And peace, love, happiness, bliss, all these virtues, all the values we talk of, they are like the children. Many people talk about different types of values. You know, even the value education we give, or in the world they talk about values. You have the different types of value systems, social values, family values, you know, government values, and all types of values in different professions. But then all these values are based on knowledge and purity. So you can say knowledge is the father and purity is the mother of all the values. Knowledge of self, because when Baba comes, he gives the knowledge of the soul. And without this knowledge of the soul, there can never be purity. Because With the help of this knowledge, we are able to have soul conscious vision. Without the knowledge of soul, there can never be a pure vision. Because without the knowledge of the soul, there will always be body conscious vision. Even though it may not be filled with feelings of lust, but at least it will be there with feelings of attachment or hatred, you know, opposites. Because there is no vision of soul consciousness. So anything based on body consciousness will definitely lead to all the vices and then ultimately to all the evils which we are facing in the society. What is lust, you know? The climax of lust is based on body consciousness. The climax of lust is rape. Today, you know, rape has become also so common. The climax of anger is killing, murdering. Because of anger, he killed so-and-so person. So the extreme of anger is killing someone. Then greed. The extreme of greed is corruption. People don't really need that money, but then they want and want and want and want. And they'll find different methods to get the money. Because they have greed in them. That is why the saying goes, there is everything for one's need, but not for one's greed. So all these vices ultimately lead to the social evils in the society. And Baba says that, my dear children, I purify you to that extent so that you create a new world order, the order of golden age. And for that the foundation is knowledge of soul. The knowledge of the Supreme Baba has given us, which has made us come together. With the knowledge of soul, maybe we can remain isolated. But with the knowledge of the Supreme Soul, we have all come together. It's like different scattered needles all over. And if they are to be brought together, instead of picking up one by one, the easiest method would be to have a magnet. You bring a magnet on top of the needles, what will happen? All the needles will be pulled towards the magnet. They'll all come together. Not only will they be pulled towards the magnet, but they will also be pulled towards each other. Because each needle becomes like a temporary magnet. You know, if you put one needle under a magnet and then you put another needle under that needle, it will attract. And it will be, you know, stuck to that needle which is below the magnet. So each needle turns into a temporary magnet and creates a magnetic field and attracts the other needle. And then the third needle will be attracted by the second needle and so on. You can form a big line of needles. Or they can all come together. But once you remove the magnet, what happens? What happens? All the needles fall off. So those needles, they lose their own temporary magnetism which they produce, the magnetic field which they produce, because the magnet was removed. So God is like the magnet, and all other souls, they are like the needles. So when we bring God in between, we can all come together. And today in this world, we see that why they are all being divided, because they have forgotten God, who the Supreme is. And that's why Baba says, I come and reveal my own introduction. I come and tell who I am, what I do, where I am, and so on. And then knowledge of the cycle makes us love the Self and the Supreme. Knowledge of Soul and Supreme Soul makes us come together. But knowledge of the cycle makes us very strong. Because we understand the cycle, the drama, how everything is, you know, is such a wonderful story. The story of rise and fall, the story of victory and defeat, the story of pain and pleasure, you know, all these opposites in this world. And nothing is stable, everything is in motion, is moving. Whatever is now, it will pass away soon, it won't remain like this. But then our own stage can remain stable. Whatever we are experiencing is not a new thing. We have experienced it many, many times before. And therefore it's not strange. And therefore no surprises, because it's not strange. We have experienced many times before in the other cycles. And also no questions. Why no questions? Because everything is beneficial. It may seem that it's not giving any benefit, but then that's only a momentary feeling. Ultimately it is filled with a great benefit, which at that moment we may not know. So in this cycle, every scene that comes, every situation that takes place has some benefit, which may not be known at that moment. And therefore no questions, why this, there's only a solution, the answer, yes, there is some benefit. So no questions, no surprises, because nothing new. No fear too, because actually you're not losing anything. Usually why there is fear? Because you think you're losing something. But here we say we never lose anything, because it'll come back. Whatever goes will come back. Whatever you give, you'll get back. So nothing is really lost from this world. It all comes back. Even though it may seem that it's destroyed, but it's never destroyed for good. It comes back. The people whom you loved, you were attached to, and maybe they died, but then they'll come back in the next cycle. You know, won't they come back? So why fear of losing? Because it's going to come back. It's a wonderful knowledge of the drama. So no fear, and also no doubts, no surprises, no worry, no tension, no stress. We learn how to become detached observers and enjoy every scene. So the knowledge of Soul and Supreme Soul and the cycle, A, B, C of spirituality, teaches us how to be stable in this world, and that knowledge enables us to become pure. And that purity and knowledge enable us to get back all our virtues which we had lost. Actually, we had not lost. They were like suppressed or merged. We have to just re-emerge them. We have to emerge them, we have to bring them out. So purity is our great power, which Baba tells us. In purity has such depth. People in today's world, when they talk of purity, maybe they talk just of physical cleanliness. They say, no, cleanliness is next to godliness. So cleanliness, they take it in a physical way, and they think that's godliness, because godliness means cleanliness, purity. But they take it only in a physical way of cleanliness. And this morning, you heard a class by Sister Sudesh on cleanliness of the mind. So how can we clean our minds? The cleanliness of the mind and clarity of the intellect will lead to the power of purity. So when Baba talks about purity, Baba talks it in such great depth. It's not just physical cleanliness. It's not just cleanliness of the mind and clarity of the intellect. We go further. Purity of our vision, purity of speech, purity of our actions, purity of our attitude, purity of our sense organs. Each sense organ becomes pure. You know the golden age deities, the deities when they are praised, every sense organ of theirs is praised. And each sense organ is compared to a lotus. They say lotus feet, lotus hands, lotus eyes. They just don't say hands, feet, eyes, no. Lotus. They use the word lotus as a prefix to that sense organ. Lotus heart, lotus forehead, you know, lotus mouth, everything lotus. Because lotus flower is an indication of purity. Why not other flowers are indications of purity? Because purity is revealed when there's an impure atmosphere. When everything is so pure and clean and there is purity in everyone, then that purity doesn't have that much significance. But then the lotus is a flower which grows in a muddy pond. Everything of the family of that lotus is in the dirt, in the filth, maybe in the mud, or you know, it grows from that mud, in that muddy pond. The petals, the stem, the roots, all are in that mud and the dirty pond. But the lotus is above it. And that is why lotus flower is considered to be a very, very pious, pure flower, in spite of it growing in an impure atmosphere, a dirty atmosphere, dirty surroundings. So Baba also tells us that actually at this time you lead a lotus-like life and make every sense or organ of yours become lotus-like, detached and loving. A lotus signifies detached and loving. It's detached from it but is so much attracted, you know, it's full of attraction. One cannot be loving until one is detached. And one cannot be detached until one is loving. You know, they both go together. If I am detached without being loving, then that's also not true detachment. I am detached because I hate that person. And that's not real detachment. And if loving is there without the detachment, then that will lead to attachment. So love without detachment will lead to attachment. And detachment without love will lead to hatred. You know, hate. And hate and attachment, both are wrong. Therefore love and detachment should go together. But usually what people find it difficult, they either become too detached or they become too attached. So both are wrong. We should be able to detach whenever we wish to and we should be able to go close whenever we wish to. But then for that, as Baba says, loving and detached. And that is the real purity. And for that the soul consciousness is taught to us and God consciousness is taught. Children, become soul conscious and remember me. So when that love is for the Supreme, for Baba, then automatically Baba comes in between, you know. My direct relationship with human beings, with souls, is finished. If there is a relationship, it's only a soul conscious relationship. That is, we're all brothers as souls. So karmic accounts begin to finish if we bring Baba in between. But if Baba is forgotten, then the karmic accounts are created. I give to Baba, Baba gives to you. You give to Baba, Baba gives to me. So I take from Baba and you give to Baba. From you it has come to me, but through Baba. Or from Baba it's given to you, maybe through me as a channel. But it's not me giving to you, it's Baba who has given to me. Whatever I have belongs to Baba. And Baba has given me, made me a trustee, and I as a trustee am giving it to you because it's Baba's and according to Baba's Srimad. So this is called detached and loving. But then for that, the cleanliness of the mind and the clarity of the intellect is definitely very essential. Sometimes we find it so difficult to really know whether this is the right action or that is the wrong, or it's a wrong action. We think it's right, but actually it might not be right. Sometimes we think it is wrong, but it might not be wrong. And therefore, we have to surrender to Baba. You know, very many times brothers and sisters say, actually don't understand sometimes. So when you don't understand, just hand it over to Baba and say, Baba, now you take care. And let me tell you, Baba will give you the inspiration. The touching will come and that touching will enable you to do the right action. And how will you know that it's the right touching coming from Baba, not from your own manmat, when others also will get that same touching? If others object, if others come in the way or there is some confusion or there is some obstacle, then definitely it is not Srimad, it is coming from Manmat. So if it's supreme directions, if it is coming as Srimad, it is coming as real inspiration from Baba, it will come to the others also, not just only to me. You know, if the sunshine is coming, it won't come only to me, it will come to others as well. So if it's an inspiration coming from Baba, it will not just come to me, it will come to others also. And therefore we need that clarification, no doubt, not that we don't need. But if there is more confusion, then just leave it. Maybe time is a very big healer. The right time will come and how things will develop. But we should not be adamant and say, no, this is Srimad and I must do it. Baba has told me. If any obstacle is coming, that means Baba hasn't told you. If Baba would have told you, everything would have been cleared. Because that power would have reached other souls also. But all that will be based on your power of purity. So when I say power of purity, it means my internal stage is so high, so elevated, that I'm able to be detached in a second and still spread my vibrations of love and peace to all, being a channel of the Supreme. It's such a high stage of purity. This is what Baba wants us, isn't it? So how does it become a power? You know, people talk about that power and nowadays, okay, money power, muscle power, machine power, there's also the weapons power today. Those who have weapons, they think that they are very strong. Why are countries wanting to go nuclear? Because they think that if we become nuclear, then we'll become very powerful, then nobody will be able to attack us. Because we also have that power. But then as Baba says, all these different types of physical powers will ultimately lead to our ruin. It will destroy us. It won't elevate us. But the more we are able to increase our inner powers, the more we will be able to face the situations at the end. Because at the end, all these physical powers won't work at all. Even the wonderful gadgets of science won't work. Whatever we are seeing today, everything will fail. Baba sometimes says that even if you will have money, but you'll not be able to buy food because the food will be contaminated. Even if you have money, what will money do? You can't just eat money. You have to buy food to get, in order to survive. So the money may be there, but the food is contaminated. How will you eat? You may have all the money, but then what's the use? So at that time, money will not be of any use. But at that time, your inner powers will work. And how will those inner powers work? When my right thinking is there. I have a surrendered intellect. Even that's the power of purity. So power of purity includes so many things. It means having the right thought at the right time is also a power of purity. Making my eyes so pure that I'm able to see only the goodness of everything, not see the badness of anything, even that's the power of purity. Like Baba gives the example of a swan. A swan picks a pearl and throws away the stone. It sees, it's not that it doesn't see the stone, but it knows that it's a stone, it's not meant to pick it up, it's meant to pick up only a pearl. It takes in the milk and throws out the water. You know, that's another significance of a swan. The other day in the Peace of Mind retreat, somebody asked this question. Why do you all show a swan, you'll give example of a swan? What does it have? What speciality does it have? And Dadi explained in detail. So two things we give example of. One is the swan and the other is the lotus. They are beautiful examples of purity. How the swan picks the goodness and throws out the badness, throws out the waste. And for that the power of discrimination is necessary. But how will this power of discrimination come? When I'm able to understand the Self, the Supreme and the Dharma. So the basis is again ABC of spiritual knowledge. And it's a real, it's a strange thing that in today's world people talk so much about peace, about love, about happiness, about bliss, about this, about that, but they don't talk about soul, supreme soul and the cycle. And this is why without the base, even if it's a very big building, a beautiful building, but if the foundation is not there, it won't survive for long. And therefore Baba comes and creates this foundation in us. And also then Baba says, the children, whatever I'm telling you is not something new you are doing. You have done it before. If it would be new, then maybe you would find it difficult. How to do? Oh, how can I do? Will I be able to get success? Will I be able to do it? You know, all these questions can come. And also you're not getting that purity from outside. If I look for purity outside, maybe I will not find it. Maybe. If I'm asking people, I may not get it. You know, you ask something from somebody, the other one also may not have it. So you keep asking and still you won't get it. But purity is within me. I'm not getting it from outside. It's part of me. I have to just awaken it. And how will I awaken it? Through that consciousness. I am that. You know, many children tell Baba, oh Baba, you say I'm pure. Huh, how can I be pure? I'm not so pure. I've done so many sinful actions in life. How can I say I'm pure? They come and tell Daddy also. Daddy, Baba says that you're pure, but I don't think I'm pure. I have done so many wrong things in my life. How can I just say I'm pure? Am I not deceiving myself if I'm saying I'm pure? But I'm not. But what does Baba say? Okay, even if you are not, but if you want to get that purity, how will you get it? Can you get it from outside? Okay, you don't have it. Yes, okay, that's what you think you don't have. But how will you get it then? You want it, don't you? You want purity. Yes, yes, I want purity, they'll say. Okay, if you want it, then how will you get it? You can't get it from outside. You can get it only from inside. You know, physical things we can get from outside. If I'm hungry, I say, oh, I want food, I'm hungry. Okay, I'll open the fridge and you know, whatever is available to eat. Okay, I'll eat and I'll say, yes, now I've quenched my hunger. I'm thirsty, I go for a drink. Okay, it's outside. I'm suffocating, I need some oxygen. Okay, please open all the windows, let the air come in. You know what I'm saying? So the air comes from outside and I breathe. Oh, I feel so good now. But then if I want to experience purity, how will I experience it? I can't get it from outside. It will come only from inside. And that's what Baba says, it is the nature of the self, nature of the soul. And how will I experience that nature of the soul? Only through the awareness that I am that. So if I want to experience purity, I'll have to tell myself that I am pure. But then if I say, oh, I am not, I'm deceiving. Actually, by saying I am not, in this way I'm deceiving myself. That's the real thing. If I'm saying I'm not, then I'm deceiving myself. And if I say I am, I'm realizing myself. What a big difference. So people in the world say, oh, I've done so many wrong things. How can I say I'm pure? And for that, Baba says, past is past. You did that because you did not know that purity was within you. You did not realize that you were a pure soul because you were body conscious. And when one is body conscious, there can never be the experience of purity. Though physical cleanliness may be felt, but the real purity will never be experienced. And therefore, only when I become soul conscious, I realize that purity is within me. I am a pure soul and I am able to reveal that purity through my thoughts, my words, my actions, my feelings, my vision, my attitude, my very vibrations, my very presence. And how will I come to know that I'm able to give the experience to others when really they too feel, however impure someone's vision may be towards me, however impure it may be, but the moment that person comes in front of me, immediately that one's vision should change. And at the end, Baba says, this is going to help. The power of purity will enable me to form like, you know, a carb of light around me. Light around me. And that light will keep me protected. Nobody will be able to have an impure vision towards me because my power of purity will protect me. Because at the end, there will be different types of attacks. Even physical attacks, maybe vicious attacks, you know, so many different types of attacks. But then my power of purity will keep me safe. It will become like, you know, a diamond is in a box, it is safe. So the power of the light, my purity, the light of my purity will protect me and the soul will become protected. No one will be able to attack me. And of course, at the end, we all will have to leave the body, no doubt. But then how will the soul leave the body? At its own wish. It's like a hair coming out of butter. Have you ever seen? If there's, for example, you know, some hair in the butter, and when you take it comes out so easily. But if there is hair in your bread, you know, somebody's hair put by mistake, it has mixed with the dough and it has come in the bread. And if you try to remove that hair, it will come out in pieces. It won't come out straight. It will come out, it will break. And again you have to remove, again you have to take out because it will break. But if it is in butter, it will come out so easily because butter is so soft. So, I'll be able to leave the body at my own desire. Yes, Baba, I, the soul, am coming to you. There was one soul, you know, recently, a few years ago, from morning, that sister, she was in deep tapasya on 18th of January. On 18th of January, the day Baba left the body, and the whole day there was yoga bhakti at the center. She was quite aged. And whole day she was in tapasya and she was just telling Baba, Baba, I want to come to you. I want to come to you. Baba, please take me. Baba, please take me. Yes, Baba, I want to come to you. And whole day she was in silence. She didn't eat. She didn't do anything. You know, how much we were telling her, have something. No, I want to go. I want to go to Baba. So we thought maybe she is in deep meditation. But whole day she remained so quiet, so peaceful, and just saying to Baba, Baba, I want to come to you. In the evening, she said that she wanted to conduct meditation. And of course, whole day she had been in tapasya. And she was telling Baba again, Baba, I want to come to you. And it was surprising. She was sitting on the gadi, conducting meditation. And the soul left the body. You can understand. The soul left the body. It was in Delhi. And people were surprised because immediately the soul left the body. You know, it must have just shaken. And people are wondering, what happened? And on the gadi, she left the body. Because whole day she was telling Baba, Baba, please call me. Baba, please call me. Baba, I'm with you. Baba, I want to finish all my karmic accounts and return to you. So she was in the deep tapasya stage the whole day. And really in the evening, it was like a hair out of butter. Whilst conducting meditation, she left the body. Just like we speak of Babdada, no? Brahma Baba, how he left the body. It was like that. Baba was sitting in his room on his bed, and it was at about 8:45 at night. He finished the murli, everything over, and Baba was sitting on his bed. And Baba felt that now it was time to leave. So he like invoked Dadiji. And Dadiji got the touching. Let me go to Baba's room. And Baba was sitting on his bed with his eyes shut. And Dadi went in front of him. She did not know what to do. I mean, because Baba's eyes were shut and Baba was just sitting in deep silence, totally detached. And Dadi got hold of his hand just to draw his attention, you know, that he may open his eyes. So Baba opened his eyes. Actually, Baba had been invoking Dadiji. So Dadi got those inspiration, the touching. And she went and Baba opened his eyes. And hands in hand, in the hands. And drishti with drishti. And Baba left the body. Brahma Baba. On 18th of January 1969. And Baba later on gave the message that how the soul left the body. Because Shiv Baba was invoking the child. Come child, come child. You have to return. You have to come back to me. And We have to do the work of establishment together to make the speed faster. So Shiv Baba was pulling the soul. The last karmic accounts finishing with the body, and Baba had become so detached from the body. So that was the second pull, the karmic accounts finishing. And the third pull, Baba's angelic form, the subtle regions, was invoking the soul to become an angel. So Shiv Baba invoking, the angelic form invoking, and the final karmic accounts finishing with the body. And Baba handed over all the responsibility in a physical way to Dariji, and the soul left the body. A beautiful way of finishing everything without saying a word, without any type of, you know, sorrow, any type of fear, any type of doubt, and the soul became so light. In the olden days, they used to say, a yogi is that who is able to also conquer his death. But conquer his death doesn't mean that he will not die. But conquer his death means death also is under his control. When he wants to leave the body, the soul will leave the body. That is the power of purity. So power of purity works to that level. Power of purity works to the level when you are able to be totally detached from the surroundings. Power of purity enables you to protect yourself, your soul, so that you are protected from external attacks. When, you know, during Sakar Baba's time in Karachi, Baba had started this organization, but Baba had many people who were against him, you know. So some of them, they created some plot, a plan to kill Baba. So they hired a person, he was a Sikh with a turban, and they hired him. And they said, you go and kill him, you know, kill Baba. And that person came. Well, the sisters were so innocent, they would never even think that somebody would come to kill Baba. And how that person came and Baba called him, come child, come. Baba used to call everybody child. And that person came and sat in front of Baba. And inside he had that, I want to kill Baba. But as he saw Baba, he couldn't see Baba. He saw him as Guru Nanak, you know, Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikh religion. So he got a vision of Baba changing into Guru Nanak. Now how can he kill Guru Nanak? How can he kill him? And immediately he felt, oh, this person is such a great person, and I to kill him, how can I do that? And immediately he just fell at his feet, at Baba's feet, and said, Baba, I did not know that you were so great. Just imagine a person coming to Baba to kill him and gets a vision of Guru Nanak through Baba and he surrenders to Baba. This is the power of purity. So physical power and this spiritual power is so different. With physical power, people can only attack one another and both are killed. Baba says the Kauravas and the Yadavas, they will kill each other and destroy themselves. But the Pandavas, they will get heaven. Those who have recognized God, those who have love for God, those who are in connection with the Supreme, they will keep getting that power at the end too, and that will enable them to leave the body in Baba's love and go to the soul world. That will be the power of purity, which will work at the end. Once somebody was asking that at the end we may not get food, what will we do? So will we die of hunger? Baba said, no, at that time Baba will fill your stomachs. you will be in the subtle regions. Maybe you'll be in the physical body, but you will, if you are really powerful, that power of purity is there in you, you will feel that you are in the subtle region and Baba is filling you. You know, just your stomach, just like sisters go into trance. And when they go into trance, and Baba feeds them, they feel so full, so contented. And when they come back, they feel that the stomach is full, even though they haven't eaten. Not that it's physical food which they get in the subtle regions. But then the soul is quenched to such an extent that even when they come back, they feel that they've already eaten. So this will be the feeling at the end. But then Baba says that will be based on how much power of purity, power of yoga, power of spiritual love, you know, all those powers are there within the soul. Only then will the soul leave the body in the state of peace. So this is what we have to accumulate here, that power of purity. So all of you have come to Madhuban. Now, whilst you are staying in Madhuban, as Dadi Janki has been saying a lot, conquering jealousy, conquering laziness, conquering this, conquering that, it will become so easy if I begin to feel, yes, that power of purity is within me. I am a pure soul, the child of the purest father, going to the purest land. Both my lands are the purest, the soul world and the golden aged world. Both are very pure lands. So I'm going there. In one eye, Baba says, keep your home. See your home. In the other eye, see the new world. And both the lands and worlds are pure worlds. So with that consciousness, we fly to the soul world and then to the new world. But for that, of course, the power of purity is needed, which comes from within, through our thoughts, through our consciousness, through our elevated feelings. And that's what we have to accumulate more and more, because only that will be really of use at the end. Otherwise, everything is going to be finished. It won't work. And if we make all these things as our supports, we will finish ourselves. So Baba says, increase your inner strength in this way. And that's why Baba keeps saying, children, keep your mind in me, keep your mind in me, remember me, remember me, because only that will be of use at the end. Okay? So let us now have some powerful yoga and increase our power of purity. Keep it in mind that this is what will be really useful at the end. And that power of purity comes from within me. I have it and I can increase it by thinking of it more and more. By being in the company of the purest father, becoming aware of the self in that purest land, then the purity will turn into a power within me. Okay? So now let us experience the power of purity. Without moving our limbs, without doing anything physical, we can increase our spiritual strength. By having pure thoughts of the self, I am a pure soul. Purity is my true religion. Purity is my inner strength. The power of purity is within me. I'm the child of the purest father. I'm like a sparkling diamond, totally flawless. Seated at the center of my forehead shining at the forehead radiating the power of purity into the atmosphere. Through my vision, I visualize all souls as pure souls, all are pure souls. Seated at their center of the forehead, radiating pure vibrations. And my vision becomes pure. I I have a pure attitude towards all. As all are my spiritual brothers, we are children of one Supreme Father. It's one world family. Every soul is loving because he is pure in his original nature. My vision, my attitude, my feelings for all has become pure. So light and detached. The power of purity makes me so strong within. And therefore nothing is impossible for me. I'm surrounded by light all around me. This cover of light is my shield of protection. Anyone who comes in front of me will be changed in front of my purity. So so much power there is in purity. Now go deep into this power as an embodiment of purity, immersing in the ocean of purity. I am under the canopy of protection of the Father as well. Completely safe and strong. How pure I am. I have now realized my true self. I am a self-sovereign, I have gained sovereignty over my sense organs. As well as my subtle organs. Mind, intellect, and sanskars.
my mind is able to think only the righteous thoughts now. Impurity is very, very far away from me. I'm so pure. I'm like a pure diamond, radiating my pure vibrations all around. It is only this power of purity which will be of real use at the end. Purity is strength. Purity is my protection. My each sense organ has become tranquil. Calm and cool. In this way, I can make even nature become pure. My vibrations of purity extend even to the nature. And gradually, this whole world will become a pure world. How fortunate I am, Baba, to have recognized myself, to have recognized you, the Supreme Father. To have recognized my true responsibility.